one halakha on the laws of berachot that we're learning. It's a big machloket amongst the rishonim. What is the shi'ur of a kezayit? Is how much does a person have to eat in order to make a beracha aharona? I'm going to make this very simple. According to the Tosafot, a person has to eat, let's say, roughly 30 grams. It's more like 27 or 28, but we'll make it easy. 30 grams, and you make a beracha aharona. According to Harambam, according to the Rif, it's enough to eat 20 grams. It's more like 18, but we're making it easy. 20 grams, 30 grams. Halakha l'maaseh, Maran is posek that we don't make a beracha aharona unless we eat 30 grams. That's the halakha. Finished. Now we get to the case where a person ate, let's say, 18 grams of a food. He does not make a beracha aharona. Simple. It's not a safek. It's not anything. We posek. There's no beracha aharona, and he doesn't have to worry about anything. The case we're talking about today is a case that Rabbi Feinstein brings down in his Sefer Igrot Moshe or Haim Bet, Siman Kuftet. Let's say a person ate a kezayit of mizonot, 30 grams of mizonot. He has to make the beracha of Ala Mechya. And he also ate, let's say, 18 grams of, let's say, a date. 18 grams of dates. Now, if he would eat 30 grams of dates, he could make Ala Etz, but he did not. So the question over here is, since he's anyway making the beracha of ala mechya, can he throw in ala etz v'al pri ha'etz anyway, or is that considered a hefsek? So Rabbi Feinstein comes out and says, yes, indeed, he is able to add in the beracha harona ala mechya v'al kakala for sure, and he can even say ala etz v'al pri ha'etz. Another case that he brings down is, there's a mahloket how much wine a person has to drink to make a beracha harona. We say you have to drink a revi'it. However, Maran brings out another opinion that says even a kezayit, you can make a beracha harona, which is less than a revi'it. So again, we have the same case. Guy ate mizonot. Happens a lot. Guy ate mizonot, 30 grams. And he had a kezayit of wine. So Rav Feinstein writes that he can say Baruch Atah Hashem Ala Mechya V'Ala Kalkala V'Ala Gefen V'Al Peri HaGefen. That's a very, very interesting halakha. Hacham Uvadya Alav Shalom in Hazon Uvadya in the laws of Berachot in page 199 and 202 also says it's permissible. Another case we would have would be, there's a halakha Kotiru Shami that says if let's say a person ate a biriyah, let's say he ate an entire creature the way it's grown, for example, a species of grapes. So he ate the grape as it is. He popped the grape in his mouth. According to the Ushalmi, since you ate it in its entirety, the way it's grown, you make a beracha harona even on one grape. We don't posek like that. We say you have to have 30 grams. But back to the same situation over here. Let's say a guy ate a kezayit of ala mechya, and he ate one grape. So according to the Ushalmi, there's a beracha harona, although we wouldn't make it alone, but since you're just adding it into the beracha of ala mechya, you can say ala mechya. That's the way Rabbi Bitan brings down in Yalkut Yosef Berachot English on page 220 in the footnote. Of course, at the end he says a person should try to avoid this situation and not put himself in this situation where he's going to eat kezayit of this and less than that because he puts himself in a predicament. But again, we're talking about if it happened. Clearly, the poskim, Hacham Avadya especially, and Rav Feinstein both ruled that he can add the addition of the food that he ate as a biriyah or the 18 grams as well.